VOA News, I'm Tommy McKee. Officials in the American embassy in Beijing said Saturday that the U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, has died from the new coronavirus. Officials at the new embassy in Beijing said this on Saturday. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that it's ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the virus. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that a commitment along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector demonstrates Americans and their leadership in responding to the outbreak. President Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts earlier.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
Meanwhile, the death toll continues to climb to at least 722 people who have died. Meanwhile, several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the virus. Reuters and Beth Timmons.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean Anthem of the Seas cruise ship docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's correspondent Beth Timmons with Reuters reporting. This is VOA.